Do we want to mention anything about Chicken Run?
No. Guys, alright, well, okay, when I said Chicken Run, that's not what I was thinking of. My brain was thinking I was saying Chicken Little. That's why I said he looked like Griffin McElroy. Because mm-hmm. I don't think anyone in Chicken Run looks like Griffin McElroy. No, Chicken Run is still fucked up. I don't like it, but it's not Chicken Little. I'm sorry. I had a meltdown. I had an existential crisis after. I had to go back and re-listen to it and be like, what the fuck? Why did I say that?
You didn't believe me. Well, I said what you said.
Because I was like, surely I didn't fuck up that badly. But I did. I did it bad. And it haunts me. Why is that getting a fucking sequel, may I ask?
People liked it. I know, like, you're freaked out.
I don't think it
needs
a sequel.
But, like, I don't know. I don't know why it's getting a sequel.
It just kind of seems, you know, what else is going to happen? Like,
I don't know why. Like, it's just another sequel you don't need to do.
Yeah. I'm a little sick of sequels and live-action remakes.
Anyway. It's just like a sequel to a film that was, like, not meant to anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just a bit stupid,
it's
really.
It's going to be... probably shit.
I mean, it might be fine, but like, they should have probably just made something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apparently, it's the highest grossing stop motion animated film in history.
Why? There's been way better stop motion movies.
Fucking hell. Stop motion movies aren't that profitable, are they?
No, it's really sad. Considering the amount of effort that goes into it, like, what the fuck?
I'm really profitable, but like, they don't make a lot of money. Anyhow, Welcome to What Has This Become? This is What Has This Become, and on the What Has This Become, we ramble, we talk shit, and we review things.
Yes.
We mainly talk shit, then review things. I'm Will, and I'm joined by Lauren.
Hi.
Hoi.
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 And as many people are playing... nowadays, they're playing...
the kids these days.
The kids these days.
Partaking in a new form.
They're falling.
A video game.
Yeah. Fall Guys.
It's not a new form of... It's just a new
It's a new form, game. Yeah. It's revolutionary.
Yeah.
It's very popular.
It's the first Strand-type game.
It's the first... the second Strand-type one.
No.
Well, okay. No. Shut the fuck up.
No,
yeah, but like Fall Guys, I think currently it's like even number one or number two, like most watched things on Twitch.
Damn.
I'm looking at it now. I think it's technically the top game because technically the top one is just chatting.
Yeah.
No, it's classic. Do you remember when Twitch didn't like people when they didn't play games?
Like, Twitch what?
They'd like stop your stream if you weren't playing a game and just talking.
Wait, really?
I think that used to be a thing, but then like they added the category just chatting.
Ah, that makes sense. I mean, it was primarily meant to be for like gaming stuff.
Yeah.
And then it branched out.
Seems a bit harsh though, I think.
To literally everything.
I don't think it's the top one. The top one is GT. Okay, doesn't matter. But anyhow, Fall Guys.
Fall Guys.
I've played it. Lauren hasn't played it. She's spectated it.
I haven't. I've watched friends play it on like the day after it came out or something like that. Wait.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't actually know when it came out.
I don't know. It's earlier this month.
Yes.
But that's pretty vague. Earlier this month could have been an hour ago.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
It's not inaccurate.
It's not inaccurate. I just saw the chicken run face.
Fucking hell. My favourite method of, like, not fucking up was just by being vague.
Yeah.
So that, like, you know, technically I wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
The
best thing to do is just be vague, even though if you know you're right, you don't want to be wrong.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I do.
It's like when I say, I think it's this, but, like, sometimes I just know it is, but then I said think and someone goes, oh, no, it's different. It's like, no, that's not right, but I don't want to backtrack. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyhow, Fall Guys.
Fall Guys.
It's something along the lines of a battle royale. it's like just
sounds so weird when you describe it like that. Cause I'm just,
it's just strange. It's like jelly beans. There's different challenges, and like, and then there's like a finale like a bottle royale, yeah. But like, people, I guess it's not just one match. It's like several matches, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's all very squishy looking, yeah. Very colourful.
Is it entertaining to watch, Lauren?
Yeah, I would say so. It was chaotic hell, yeah. Like when you have like the maximum amount of people in something, I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. It is, yeah, I would say it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Like, obviously the people influenced it for me, because I find you guys very funny. There wasn't so much rage on, like, day one.
Day one
was just kind of, like, a lot of laughing and, like, getting to know the game and stuff. Yeah. But now,
this one is, like,
now we get salty.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It can be pretty fun. But then also, like, I think because I was listening to another review of it, and they were saying the people just, like, hated it. They said it's just, there's no skill involved. Wow. I mean,
it is a bit of luck, but
there is skill like involved, but then there's just utter bullshit moments.
Yeah.
Where you're like, okay, I'm out. But yeah, it's I don't know. It's pretty fun, but like, I don't know. It's also like it can be just frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I think as a bottle. I mean, I haven't really played in the battle royales. I think you've played a battle royale. What's that? Was it Apex? Wait, it wasn't Apex.
Yeah, I played Apex Legends briefly when it came out, because I was like, I don't know, I'm going to get good at PC gaming, and then I just didn't even know how. I kept missing the keys that I wanted, because there's too many keys on a keyboard. So I did terribly a lot of the time, and then I went to play on PS4, and it was alright.
Mm.
But I don't think they're my thing as such. I'm not, like, super competitive. And I don't play a lot of, like, just purely shooter games, so, like, it was a little bit... I did get whomped sometimes. I did win a couple times. I was quite proud of myself.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. Mm. I'm not so into the Fortnite, or...
The Fortnite?
Any of those other newfangled kids' games?
What the kids game, play?
You know what I mean? The 9-year-olds.
The humans. Yeah. I don't know. Four Guys. There's a... fairly large selection of maps.
Not bad. They'll probably add to it, right?
Yeah, because, like, I think this is, like, season one, and I think there's already been, like, a leak or something saying which maps are, like, coming out. That's the thing, isn't it? There's quite a few hackers that just fly.
Yeah, that's a big issue.
So, like yeah. So that's pretty shit.
Like, the first time I saw you guys... have a hacker in the game was just like you're doing the mountain one where it's like a race to the top and whoever gets to the top and gets crown wins,
yeah.
And like everyone started off at the starting line and then we just saw someone just like fucking run past at the speed of light and everyone just kind of watched him go like, huh, I don't know how that guy's doing that, and it's like, oh, he was hacking, cool, so obviously that fucker won. But like that is pretty wank. Not great.
I've been quite negative so far about it, but I do think it's fun and, like, it's like an addictive thing where, like, it's quite easy to play. I think one of the nice things is that it's pretty chill at times, so, like, you can just chat to people. I think that's probably what the best thing is. But I do think not all the maps for me are, like, equally as good, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some really shit maps. Like, and
what's your least favourite?
I think it's the, like, mountain game. One, which is the finale. Yeah. Which is just, I think it's actually atrocious. It's just like, I don't know, it's just like, if you spawn at the front, you've got such a good lead.
Mm.
And then, like, it's just like, you can't really do it. It's like, you can do well, but, like, it doesn't do anything, it doesn't matter. You've lost.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't ever won, which is a bit sad.
No.
Ugh.
I bet I wouldn't. I've won if I played it. I think it's been terrible.
I don't know. I think Joe's won loads of times. Joe's pretty good.
That's just Joe, isn't
it? That's Joe.
Joe picks up a video game, he's like, and then he just plays it really well, and then it's like, cool. Didn't even have to practice.
Joe's just immediately good at things.
Makes me a little angry, irrationally.
I'm angry.
Just like, dang, how the fuck?
Playing with people is more fun, but when you play with Joe, I think your chances of winning reduce significantly. It's like, I've been at the finale with him several times, and he's just won me.
Bastard.
Bastards.
He's not actually a bastard, I'm sorry.
Well...
Savage.
Absolute savage. But yeah, I think there's some really wank maps. But I think some of the maps, like, I think it's like a large scale map, they're pretty good. And, like, the maps I like, I don't get to play often because I get kicked out just before.
Which one's your favourite?
I like the Hex one. I like that finale.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's, like, the best finale. But I'm always, like, when I get to the finale, it's just always the mountain one. And I hate the mountain one.
I see.
And the tail one's pretty bad. I don't like the tail one. I don't mind the team tail, but I don't like the individual tail one. Because it's just, like, it doesn't matter until... It doesn't matter unless... Like, nothing matters until 0 seconds. Yeah. You could be, like... You could have a tail for, like... 2 minutes, and then someone grabs you at the end, and you're like, "I'm out." This is it. Should be like maybe like points or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like but, you know, yeah, like depending on how long you have one for.
But yeah, I think it's fun. I can imagine. I don't think it'll be a big thing though. I think it'll die off pretty quickly.
Probably. It's one of those. It's like a party game type thing where like. I mean, obviously there's replayability, but like. Eventually you're going to get a bit sick of doing the same like ones over and over.
I don't think it's like as replayable as like what people find with like Fortnite and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be just one of those games where it's really big at the beginning and no one plays afterwards.
Yeah.
Or maybe
I suppose that's a bit of an issue with it as well, is obviously it's multiplayer, so like
It relies on like 60
eventually
people.
Yeah, the like fan base slows quite a lot, or reduces rather. The games will slow down.
As in terms of, like, how well it plays, I think they didn't expect as many people as they did, so there's some latency issues with, like, when you've got to interact with other players, and, like, with the tail thing, I think that's what people get frustrated with, because the tail's, like, you can be spamming, like, to grab the tail, and it won't work, but then someone, like, 20 feet behind you can grab your tail, and it's like, what has happened?
Like, what the hell?
Yeah. But yeah. I think it's fun. But like, I don't know. It's like just eating like jelly beans, really. You're never gonna be satisfied.
Do you like jelly beans?
Jelly beans, they're pretty good, I guess.
Mm.
I don't like them.
No offense you don't like to this them. Game. I mean, they've got a weird texture, and they're always, like, even if it's, like, this jelly bean is ice cream flavour, you bite it, it's not fucking cold, so it's just still jelly bean. Mm. Like, it's just weird.
Yeah, I've had, like, a 180. I don't know. Jelly beans are fine. I guess it's the but classic, flavours of a big pretty
Earwax flavour. Best flavour.
I like Mike and Ike's.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had those?
No.
They're, like, bigger jelly beans, but, like, they're just, like, I don't know, I've got a pack here, what does it say on it?
nice.
Well, like, the traditional one
it
is...
It says, they're like bigger jelly.
They're like bigger jelly. No, it's like
please
cherry, lemon,
this.
Strawberry, lime, orange. I think it will. I think it's just... I don't imagine it lasting this craze. I don't think it has that, like... I don't think it has the potential to, like, have people's attentions for so long.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I mean, at the same time, fortunately, though. I don't know. I've had some fun with it, but, like, I mean, sometimes it's just, like, I can't do it. I can't do anything. So it's lacking of, like... I guess it's the randomness adds to the chaos, but I don't know. It's pretty chill to just talk over. It's also because, like, everyone's just got player code, so you just go, oh, 1984, was that a good year? And then you have a conversation if 1984 was a good year. Or you just look up 1984.
Yeah, I looked up a lot of years while you guys were playing that game. And just sat and read out all the things that I had heard of or were not just political things I didn't care about. And all the plane crashes. It's quite a lot of plane crashes over the years.
Fucking hell.
You know, not trying to scare anyone off planes or anything, don't you know. But there's a fucking pandemic on. Stop flying.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's alright. I've played quite a bit of it. But I don't know. I think I might have just run out of steam for it, like, last night.
Dang. That was quick. Woof.
I'll probably play some more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. We did play, We never said on the poll again, we never gave an update. Because obviously everyone was asking, they were messaging, please tell us what you think of DBD. Because we went back to it really recently, didn't we?
We did.
For quite a while. We actually played it extensively.
Yes.
And that was...
Hmm.
I mean, it was quite fun for a while.
Yeah, but I just feel like certain changes they've made.
Mm-hmm.
At, like, the kind of level we play at. We just got whomped sometimes. Like, we just didn't have a chance. Mm-hmm. Like, that. I don't think they needed to buff certain killers. Like, maybe for, like, high-level gameplay. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't think the majority of people are, like, rank one. So, like... I'd just be like, oh, I just want to hang out and, like, play with my friends. And then I'd, like, just immediately die and be like, well, I guess I'll just watch watch my friends play for 20 minutes. I think it's minutes.
The most toxic community.
It is awful. I've I hate it.
It's the worst
Most of the games that I used to play that were multiplayer that, like, I've abandoned have just been because they had some kind of chat that people could just be nasty in, and I just was like, nah, this isn't worth it. Like, yeah, including Dead by Daylight.
Just get to play with, like, the worst people. I was like, oh, it's just a select few. It's not a select few. It's the majority of people playing it. Oh, it's awful.
It's just bad.
Yeah. I still maintain it's a bad game. and I think it's shockingly bad.
I think it's a very boring game.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that it's been able to get away with doing, like, the same thing for however long the game's been going for.
I just think it's really ugly.
And getting
as well.
So many. Yeah, that's true. And getting so many, like, you know, new IPs or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, to add to the stuff. Like, fucking Silent Hill. I still can't get over Silent Hill. What? Like, they just keep collecting these franchises, and I'm like, what?
I know a long time ago, we reviewed it, didn't we? We did it with Joel as well. And, like, I was quite positive about it at the time.
Yeah.
But, like, it was quite soon after that, I was like, this is the worst game ever. And I just hate that.
Like, doesn't take long for, like, the novelty value to wear off, and then you're like, every game is sort of the same.
The thing that I hate
you're
the
most... grow to hate certain, like
change.
Killers.
And, like, I spent so little time, probably with this feature still there. What's that? Killers couldn't shut the hatch. But he shut the hatch. I don't want him to shut the hatch.
Yeah, we hated the endgame thing when that came in, like, ages ago, and it's just not gotten any better since then. It's just sad. Like, does it matter, like... I don't know. I don't see that many survivors holding the game hostage. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know why they had to put this thing in to stop you from, like, spending time in the game, like, earning points. Like, it just puts a cap on points, really, after a certain point, because the killer will just be like, fuck you, I'll open the exit then. Which is... Interesting.
I don't like it. I think it's a bad game.
Yeah. I think there's way better up-and-coming, like, 1v4 team things. PvP ones, like Resident Evil Resistance, I really want to play. People don't seem too shitty in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I've only watched like one guy really stream it, but yeah, it does have a smaller fan base. It's got a really big like PlayStation fan base, but not a massive PC one at the minute because it's just not been advertised at all. So, but I one day I'm gonna try that shit. Like,
you have to buy Resident Evil 2, don't you, the remake? Is it 2 or 3? It's 3.
3, I think. Yeah. And 3 is not very long. Like, I'm not even going to play it. I'd just play, Resistance unless I was really bored. I'll just wait for it to go on sale. And when I got some money, I will buy it and I will review it. it's just a lot more complex than Dead by Daylight, but it's still got the same kind of, like, you know, team aspect, but also PvP aspect, like a bit of, you know, best of both worlds. Seems cool.
Seems cool. We tried out Friday the 13th, and for some reason it just stopped working.
I don't know why. It was very sad, because I made those guys get it, and then we played a couple games together, and then I just could never connect again, which was just terrible. I think Friday the 13th is more fun than Dead by Daylight, but also... the major issue is fucking Jason is just completely unstoppable. Like, you can fight back, but you'll never, like, kill him. Like, because all he has to do is touch you once and you just die instantly. He touches you and then he gives a little wiggle and he just executes you, which is, I think, a bit much. I feel like you should have to be grabbed twice before he can execute you.
Oh, yeah, he just grabs you.
Because, get your fear meter goes up as well, and then you start, like, stumbling when you lose your composure, and then you just fall on the fucking ground. You can't see anything. And he gets you. It's like,
I thought it was pretty fun when you could drive around the car.
I really enjoyed teleporting in front of the car and just slamming down on it. And then every time Alice tried to like do a 3-point turn to turn around, I'd just walk to the other side and just stop it again. Just kept slamming it. That was pretty good. I like that bit of it. I like that there's loads of things you can interact with, and like you have options on how you want to get out that isn't just door or hatch. Like, you know, you can call the police and wait it out. You can just wait out in general. You can drive out. You can go on a boat out and all that stuff. But like, yeah, it has balance issues, and also it's never going to get fixed because they... weird things happened with the rights to that game.
Oh.
So they can't make any more content for it because they don't have like permission and they can't like they're basically just dead because of that, which is a shame because it's cool.
I see.
And I really liked the interactive thing they did where you could take a tour around the house thing. I don't know what it's called. Like the big cabin thing.
Oh right.
In the map, like you could take a virtual tour and it gave you like a bunch of like interesting things about the movies, and like they'd like rendered props from the movies into the games and like the costumes. It was cool. I thought that was interesting, even though I've never seen any of the films, but I will watch them.
It's a bit visceral, I think. I remember it being pretty visceral.
Yeah but like, to be fair, I don't really mind that so much. Like, that scares me less than like psychological stuff.
It just goes, wow, did I expect that? I mean, you get a rubber face, dude, like in the like intro. Yeah. Anyhow, I think it just got this. We played it with Joel. I can't remember if it was Joel or the one is chasing me. I just kept on like being absolute twat, and like I don't remember exactly, but it's something like he'd like, I'd lock the door, and like it takes so long to break down the door as Jason. And I'd just sneak out the window, and like he would get in, and he'd be like, "He's not here," and then he'd go out, and he'd go to the next house, and I'd lock the door, so he'd have to break down the door again. I'd just knock out the window.
Damn it!
But, yeah.
I had one match where I think it was just you and Alice. And I think I got you quite quickly, and then I literally couldn't find Alice for the rest of the game. It wasn't even that she was necessarily being quiet or anything. It was just that, like, every time I used my, like, sense, she was just out of range. And then I'd walk somewhere else while it recharged, and she'd, like, coincidentally be walking the other way. So it was just a big circle. And it was just like, fuck.
Fucking hell.
But it was, it was fun. If that game was still alive and worked properly, I would probably really enjoy it, but unfortunately not. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Friday the 13th.
Quite a lot of games that are like 1v however many people just died really quickly. Like last year, The Nightmare, I think, was one that seemed really cool, but then everyone hated it for some reason and didn't play it anymore. And there was a different one that I've literally forgotten the name of because it was just that forgettable, apparently. Feel bad. But like, yeah, there was a few. Actually, I don't think last... See, now I have to Google it, because I don't know if I'm getting confused with a different... No, I'm right. It was last year, The Nightmare.
That was asymmetrical
survival horror.
A team versus, like, one person. The one that... The people... The creators of Dead by Daylight. I don't know what it's called, but yeah.
There's a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, newest... Predator Hunting Grounds came out. Not recently anymore, but, like, you know. It has a 4 out of 10 from one of the... reviewers.
That's pretty rough.
It's not doing well. Like, I don't understand how Dead by Daylight made it, but all these other games didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. It's strange.
It's a shame, because it could be really cool. There's tons of potential for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
It just, like, for some reason, none of them seem to be able to hack it.
There's some... Yeah, I don't like Don't worry, that's fine.
Anyway, thank you for listening to that thanks half an hour.
Thanks for listening to my TED Talk. Also, like, I don't get it. Like, I just seen, like, I remember they had, like a fan art, like, contest.
Mm. Oh my god.
And they sent in, like, Claudette ones, but Claudette was white. And, like, she's not white. Yeah.
She's not fucking white.
You cunt.
No, even the one they picked, they, like, considerably lightened her skin tone. Yeah. And it's not just because the game is dark. Don't use that excuse. That's terrible.
Shitbags.
Like, yeah, the game's fucking dark, but, like, the others look white as fuck. Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, just, you know, the lighting isn't a factor here. No, no. But they picked one. Like, Claudette, she's supposed to be a nerd and, like, mm-hmm. a botanist and just, yeah. They then... The outfit they chose to make into a real skin is, like, this hip-hop one where she's got, like, her thong showing and, like, just wearing, like, a bra and a jacket, and it's really weird. It doesn't look like the same character. I'm like, why did they... Like, it's good art, but it's not good art of this character, in my opinion. It's weird, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Enough about Dead by Daylight that we don't really like anymore.
It's got an official unapproval stamp from me.
Stamp of disapproval.
Stamp of disapproval from me.
It just says fuck you.
Dead by Daylight. That's another. We'll make it based on what this has become. Shonda Rhimes. Now the Dead by Daylight.
The DVD.
Yeah.
Dead by Daylight.
Exactly. Anyhow. We're here to review stuff also. I mean, we just reviewed stuff in a way.
Yes.
But I'm reviewing a comic book. Well, technically a graphic novel. Well, it's a comic book series. It's quite a famous one. I think the last time I talked about a graphic novel, I think the only time beforehand was a Daredevil one. We called it an entire episode. I think Joel had to leave midway and come back, so that's strange. But then the audio was all fucked up, so we just got rid of it. So that was unnecessary information. Here you go. I hope you like it. It is Batman The Long Halloween. Which is quite a famous Batman graphic novel because it is, I think it's quite a lot of inspiration behind a lot of the modern Batman games and like films. I think Christopher Nolan was like, this was a big influence on The Dark Knight, and you can kind of see that he's taken a lot of like kind of similar like some of the drawings. You can see like they've transferred into like a cinematic thing or cinematically, you know, like this drawing and like. And made it into like a scene in like the film, if anyone wanted that explained. There you go.
Yeah,
let me mansplain things. A film is like image. no, but it is by Joseph Loeb. Not Joseph Loeb, Jeff Loeb.
Close enough.
Oh, wait, he's Joseph Loeb. That's just like his nickname. So I was wrong.
Why is his nickname Jeff? Yeah. Where did he. What?
It's not even Jeff with double F, it's PH.
Ew.
I know.
Right, Joe, if you ever hear this, I'm going to start calling you Jeff instead now. Like, sorry, I don't make the rules. Jeff does.
Yeah. But anyhow, I've said before on the pod, I was a big fan of The Dark Knight. I've watched it like 20 times because I had it on an iPad, it was like a tablet, and I was driving around a lot on a holiday and I just kept watching The Dark Knight trilogy. So I've been a big fan of Batman. I think Batman is like one of my favourite DC superheroes.
Heroes,
yeah. It's real, isn't
it? Sorry, I thought... I got a little confused for a second.
It's really, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So Batman, you might not know if you've watched, like, I think that's one of the things people really like, the Dark Knight trilogy, but it's not as big as, like, a detective thing as, like, because it is Detective Comics, you know, DC, and, like, he's the world's greatest detective. But they didn't kind of, I don't think they fully explored it properly, but they did a good job anyway with what they did. But this one is like a, he's like trying to figure out like a murderer. There's this murderer called, not Halloween, Holiday. I forgot. Yeah, it is. And like they're killing people each like holiday that comes up, and it spans over like a year. And it's like it's Batman working with Jim Gordon and Harvey Dent, and it's they're trying to figure out who Halloween is, and like they're trying to take down like this crime family's Maroni. I think it's Maroni and Roman, and it's quite a good, I think it's quite pretty good. I've read it before, but I read it in parts, and today I just decided to read it through. So yeah. Talking about on the pod. I don't know. I used to, this is just a side note. I used to read. When it's like, actually, no. Yeah. I used to read, you know.
No, you can't.
No, what?
You have to say either you know or you think.
I said, no, you can't. You can't read.
You can't fucking read.
I'm calling you out. I don't think you can read.
I don't think you can read.
But yeah, I've read a few like Batman graphic novels. I think I've read stuff from like Scott Snyder, and that was pretty good. And like I was given this a long time ago. And it was pretty good when I read it, but I read it in parts, and like reading it in full is pretty good. But this did come out. This like, I think that's weird about comic books. They're so small. It's like,
yeah.
I don't think I'm in particularly interested in reading like comic books, but like a graphic novel, I'm interested in reading. But even I'm not really as much into graphic novels nowadays. But it was quite refreshing to read this. It's because like the art's quite interesting. It's quite like stylistic, and it's kind of like, I don't know, they draw it in like a way sometimes where like they purposely make the faces ugly and stuff.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But it's like well styled and like, and I think it's really well put together, and it's an interesting like mystery, murder. And it's got some good like twists, and it kind of like explores like, because I think it's based in like when Batman's just like he's in his early days still. It's not like his first year, because I think that's like the previous one, Batman Year One. But it's like they're like bringing in multiple villains that are like interesting to see, and they're not just like out of place coming in, and. Yeah, I seen like how Harvey Dent becomes Two-Face. But the thing that made me uncomfortable was like Poison Ivy like controls him for a bit, and like how she controls him is like having like plants or like vines like underneath his clothes. And it like turns out
cool.
And like it's like underneath his shirt, and I was like, I don't know why it makes me cringe, the idea of like having like vines or like leather leaves. It makes me cringe, the idea of like that on my chest.
She's like the coolest aesthetic of like any villain. Like,
yeah.
Fuck off with the clown shit. Like, I want a fucking botanist to strangle me with vines.
If it's one way to go.
Yeah.
That's the way. I think it's like she charms him and for a while she might have had sex with him a lot. I think that's implied.
I see.
Yeah. Or Bruce Wayne. But yeah, Catwoman's in this as well, and it's good. I think it's like it's twisty at the end, and it's an interesting like mystery. I think they've like probably the Batman film that's coming out next year, if it's still going to come out, like at the expected time. They're going for like a more of a murder mystery thing, so I think that's some inspiration from the long Halloween. Well, I mean, when they say like. When they make a lot of Batman things, they're like, it's inspired by Batman The Long Halloween, because it's like a classic graphic novel. But I don't think they say it as much as, like, the Dark Knight. Is it Dark Knight Returns? Yeah, that one. The Frank Miller one, that everyone's like, it's inspired by The Dark Knight. It's like, it's probably not that inspired by it, but yeah. But, But yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. It was like a good graphic novel. It was entertaining. It was visually interesting. I liked some beats where did like Batman questioning if he just calls like this is his presence alone just like calls in all these insane people to be here. And like keeping his promise to his parents. I mean, like, if you're Batman, you're not mentioning his dead parents. You're not even writing Batman. Yeah.
Are you even fucking Batman?
Do you even know Batman? But like the way they incorporated out was quite impactful. But yeah, I think it's pretty good. I mean, it's a little dated because like there's a lot of like housewives and stuff, and like waiting at home for him, waiting at home for Harvey Dent and Jim Gordon. Classic 90s stuff. I don't even know. Yeah, 90s about right, yeah. But yeah, I think it's pretty good. And it makes me kind of want to see what else, like, Joseph Loeb did. Like, apparently he went ahead and did, like, a Catwoman one and a Batman Dark Victory. So maybe I'll check that out, and maybe I'll speak about it on the pod. But yeah.
Very nice.
It was a nice graphic novel. I thought it was... I mean, I've read quite a few. Some of them are a bit naff. In terms of just graphic novels I've read. That's really vague. I mean, like, it's like, I watch some shows. Some shows are better than others.
I watch some shows. Some are good. Some are not good.
Some are bad. But yeah. I'd give it, like, 8 seductions out of 10 with Poison Ivy.
Nice.
Another 8.
Nice.
Oh, no, fuck it. I'll give it a 9.
Wait.
That's pretty good.
Very nice. Not rate my thing that highly. I'll be honest now.
Yeah. What have you brought to the pot?
The table. Yeah. Oh, well, I haven't brought it because I'm not going to pay for
this. Where is it? Oh, I can't see it.
Oh, sorry. It's I didn't want to buy it because it's bad. Oh, it's not bad. It's just meh.
Yeah.
I watched a film called It Follows, which. I didn't know anything about it. I watched some people play a game that was inspired by it. Like, they didn't say it was inspired by it, but you could tell. And they were talking about, oh, it's like this movie, It Follows, is a pretty good film. So I had only heard it from them. So I was like, yeah, I guess I'll watch the film. Sounds interesting. Interesting, concept. It came out, from the way they were talking about it, it sounded like it was like a 90s film at least, but turned out it actually came out in 2015, which I wasn't expecting, because I didn't like hear anything about it, and I was like, oh yeah, I was like 15, so you'd think I would have seen it in the cinema somewhere, but no. But yes,
I think it was like a niche thing though, wasn't it? Because I think it was like a film festival.
It's like it is inspired by like the like I can't see say OG horror films, but like inspired by like Halloween and all those kind of like 70s, 80s. I can't really say slasher because it's not a slasher, but like those kind of vibes. Like even the like theatrical release poster was like hand drawn, like her like just her eyes in the wing mirror. She's like looking in and all that stuff, which is like it's cool. I appreciate that. But it's, I'm honestly not sure about this one. Like, I'm in two minds about how I feel about it. And to be fair, so are most people. Like, there's quite a big split between, like, what the critics said at the time and then, like, how the audience reacted to it.
It's like Hustlers.
Yeah. Just like it. Same film, basically.
Is it?
It's like, it's exactly 100 minutes long, which is like,
wow.
Cool. Fine. But like, a loose description of the plot is basically, in the beginning, you'd see a woman get killed for some reason. But at first we thought it was like one of those things where they show you the end of the film at the beginning and then show you how they got there, but it wasn't. It just turned out it was just some random woman that we don't know and we'll not really know because she's not in the rest of the film because she's dead. So it was a little bit like we were constantly like waiting to see her show up and then we were like, hang on, that wasn't a flashback, that was just unrelated. Okay. But yeah, she dies And then we meet the actual main character called Jay. But honestly, the whole time I thought they were saying Jade. And she has a new boyfriend. And they go on a date. And they fuck in the car. And then he chloroforms her.
Yes.
Kidnaps her. Ties her to a wheelchair in this weird abandoned house. And then basically says, yo, I just transferred this curse that I have to you. Where, like... only people who have had it or have it can see the thing that is chasing us. But basically there's something that is just going to pursue them for the rest of their lives and try and kill them. So it just basically just takes the appearance of literally anybody, including like people that you know and people you don't. And it just walks at like a moderately slow pace towards you at all times. Forever.
So what are your thoughts up to this point?
So... I mean, I must say, the beginning of the film was really slow. It took a while to actually get to this bit. Mm-hmm. But then when he chloroformed her, I was not expecting that. I thought he was just going to talk to her like a normal person. Instead, he ties her up and chloroforms her and all this shit. And then, like, explains the whole thing to her while she's tied up. So she thinks he's a fucking nut job. And then like... they're basically looking out of the thing and, like, you see it start to approach, like, the thing that's chasing him. And instead of doing the logical thing, like, he doesn't want her to die because if she dies, like, if the person who has the curse currently dies, it just goes back to following whoever it was following before. Mm-hmm. So, like, you're basically never really free of it because if that person who you gave it to fucks up and dies, then you have it again and then you have to go and pass it on by fucking. It's real weird. It's like an STD, but like a curse. So like, I guess it's a sexually transmitted curse, like an STC. But like, it's fucking weird. And instead of doing the logical thing, which would be untying her so you can get away without it, because if it kills her, it'll immediately come and kill you because you stood right next to her. So like, I don't know why he didn't just untie her. He just leaves her in the chair until the thing gets in the building with them and nearly gets. It's fucking dumb. There's a lot of dumb things. And it's not even just horror movie dumb, where, like, you know, some people in horror movies act a little dumber than people in real life, but that's because, like, they seem to live in a world where horror movies don't exist, so they don't know the tropes. In this one, they just seem to be dumb because they're fucking dumb as fuck. Mm-hmm. Or they didn't know how to write teenagers. It's really weird. But yeah, so they did that shit. And then the guy, like... she's in her underwear through, like, the whole first bit. When she's tied to that chair, and then he like drops her off in the middle of the street outside her house, like in front of her like sister and friends, like in her underwear, like sobbing, just being drugged. It's fucked up. But yeah, basically, it just the whole film kind of continues like this. But for ages, like nothing really happens. Like there's a lot of like, they just talk. Like I don't know. Like I don't want to. Tell the whole thing because part of it is the suspense of you don't really know, like you never know what it's gonna look like or like when it's gonna appear and all this stuff, but it's like I don't know about this.
Did she tell people like she'd got a curse?
She basically like she gets dropped off in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Real freaked out because the lady's form that the thing took was naked also for some fucking reason, like full frontal nudity.
Okay.
And we saw the butt also, I think. But like, so she was like some weird naked woman just like is following me. But then she gets dropped off out of the car and they ring the police, and she like, I mean the police obviously immediately assume she's been raped because she's been drugged and she's in her underwear, which is not a wrong assumption, you know what I mean? Yeah. But basically she's then like, they're like, oh, so it was consensual. She's like, yeah, but then he kidnapped me afterwards and said some weird shit to me. And they're just like, oh, okay. She like what goes to the hospital for a bit. Yeah, I know. And then they're like, oh, he's living, he had a fake name, like, and he was renting out a house isn't like actually a house that he lives in, you know what I mean? He was like fake everything. It's kind of weird. But yeah, there was like 6 cop cars, right, outside when like that happened in the beginning. Like 6 different patrol cars like showed up.
Yeah.
To interview her.
That's a lot of cop cars.
And then like, yeah, not much really comes of it. But then later on, when a guy literally dies across the street from her in a horrible, like, he looks bad, like, real bad. Uh-huh. Only one cop car shows up for that for some reason. I don't understand.
Right.
It's fucking weird. But yeah, it's just, there's some weird things. Yeah, they weren't, she told, like, her friends about it, and they were like, oh, it's probably just trauma. But then, like, it happens, like, a number of times, and there's still, like, not really, like, a proper turning point where, like, they realize things and stuff. They're just, like, they don't believe, and then they do believe, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I don't know. But yeah, I wrote down the things I liked and didn't like to try and keep it straight in my brain. So the main thing I really liked was the concept of the monster. Like, I think it's really interesting to not have, like, an outright monster doing things all the time. Because, like, yeah, like, having a ghost or a, like, you know, horrible creature or, like, an alien or whatever can be creepy. But, like, I don't know. If it's like, outright horror-y looking, it's not as scary as just normal people sometimes. So, like, the fact that sometimes it was just, like, a normal person, but just walking, like, no expression, they don't speak, they don't really do anything until they get to you, which is kind of weird. Like, it's like, a weird uncanny valley-like thing that it falls into. And I like that, I think that's cool. And, like, there's a lot of, like, theories about what it means and stuff. But, like, the actual guy who made it was like, nah, I just, like, wanted to make a film about a recurring nightmare I had when I was younger about just being followed by random people. Like, he was like, I don't, like, it's not meant to really mean anything as such. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, I find that the concept of the thing itself, or the entity, I think they call it, which, you know, like, Dead by Daylight.
Yeah.
Like, that, yeah, I think that's really interesting, and I think it could have had, like, I don't know, they could have done so much with it. And that's what kind of frustrates me a little, but I'll just say the good things for now. Yeah, so concept is cool. Apart from the fact that it's an STD, that's a little weird. No. I don't know why it had to be an STD. strange. And then the other thing, I thought the acting was alright. She had to do a lot of crying, a lot of screaming.
Yeah.
She did pretty good.
Why?
That's all I really have to say about that. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention to the acting a lot.
How was, like, the entity? Was it early, like, scene?
I'm trying to think of how many different people, like...
Or was it quite a few?
There was the naked lady.
Yeah.
The first time. And then she, like, it's not always showing up, and it doesn't seem to, like... It doesn't... Like, you'd think if... you, like, went driving for a long time, it'd take forever to get to you, but it just doesn't seem to matter how far away you get from it. It's not like it is always just walking around and then has to turn around and walk the other way when you drive away. Like, it's almost like it does teleport away, which I think is a bit bullshit. Like, if it's gonna just teleport, it might as well just teleport straight up to you and kill you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like she should have a chance at getting away. So there's, yeah, that she goes to school. And there's an old woman in a hospital gown that walks towards her and then follows her through the corridors. It's kind of, that was a little creepy. Then there's a half-naked woman in the house. Uh-huh. And then there's the only bit, like, up until then, we weren't that scared. But then there was this fucked up, really, really tall man. He must have been, like, 7 foot, with, like, no eyes, that just crawls through the door, like, just looms in through the doorway behind one of her, like, friends. It's awful. Like, that was the only bit that got us. So there was that guy. And then there was a little kid. There was a naked dude on top of a roof with his dick out. I don't know why. And then took the appearance of her dad, which is kind of weird. But, like, yeah. There was quite a few instances of it showing up. But, like, I don't know.
What didn't you like about
it? Only a few of them were actually, like, creepy or outright scary. And sometimes it just seemed like it was a kid having a temper tantrum. But yeah, another thing I liked, last thing I liked, that sounds harsh, was the music. The music was, like, very synth-heavy and, like, very 70s, like, 80s horror-inspired. Which is nice. I like that. But it was also very loud. I don't know if it's just my TV. My TV has a weird balancing issue with voices and sound. Sound? What? Voices and music. That's what that is. But yes, I liked the soundtrack a lot. It was very cool. Things I didn't like. I didn't really like the lack of plot. There just didn't seem to be a lot of plot going on. Like, literally the whole movie can be summed up by, like, girl goes on date, has sex. Girl is in hospital for a bit, and then goes to school, and then finds out this guy has a secret identity. Then she finds out what his real name is. And then they run away for a bit, and then they go to the beach for a bit. And then she gives the thing to someone else, and then he gets killed. And then she nearly gives it to someone else, and then decides not to. And then she gives it to her friend, and then they try and kill the thing by luring it into a swimming pool and throwing electrical devices into the water, even though the girl is also in the water.
She's in the water?
Yeah, it's fucking stupid! It's so dumb.
What?
But then
the thing
shows up, like, looking like her dad. But then, like, it's kind of weird because it doesn't make facial expressions and it doesn't, like, doesn't talk. So it just kind of, like, once it doesn't go in the water, obviously, because it's not fucking stupid. But then it just goes around and picks up all the electricals and just, like, throws them at her in the pool. And it just looks like a kid having a temper tantrum. It's just kind of silly. Uh-huh. Like, all the tension was gone for us because we were like, this is fucking stupid. She's going to get electrocuted. Like, that guy who keeps trying to shoot an invisible thing with a gun is going to shoot someone else. Like, we were just waiting for the moment that someone, like, one of their friends got shot because he's fucking stupid. And she did get shot, but she didn't die. But, like, yeah. And then they don't kill it, because of course they can't. It's death. You can't really kill death. And then at the end, they walk off down the street holding hands, but there's something walking in the distance behind them, so you're like, oh, well done. You didn't do anything. Idiots. But yeah, I didn't like the lack of plot. It was literally just, like, there was no plot. Like, I don't know, I feel like in this situation, most people would probably be like, oh, well, how can I, like, stop this? Like, is there a way I can end this curse? Like, but these guys were just like, oh, I guess I'll just go about my daily life and then have a freak out and then just, I guess I'll give it to a prostitute if I have to. I'm like, wow, that's fucking rude. So, like, they just didn't seem to care that much about the situation. They were just kind of, like, just doing normal shit. Like, I would be so paranoid. Okay. If I knew that at any point someone could just be walking towards me. But there's multiple occasions where they're just, like, hanging out, literally, like, not a care in the world. And it's just a bit, like, really? I don't think I'd be having a beach day if I knew there was something chasing me all the time. Yeah. Like, I think I'd be, like, can I talk to a priest, please, who can maybe do something? I don't know, it's weird. And then another thing I didn't like was, there was a lot of setup, but with not a lot of payoff. Mm. So, like, they set up a bunch of things, like throughout the first bit, you're not really sure whether the thing can actually, like, you don't know what it does when it gets to you. Like, you don't know how it kills you. And you don't know, like, what it can do, like, can it interact with other people? Because they can't see it. So I was like, can it touch them? Like, you'd think not. You'd think it'd be like a ghost, like, they passed through it if they accidentally walked into it. Because, like, they're not going to be bumping into air. Like, that's kind of weird. So we're like, we don't really know how it works, which is cool, because that makes you a bit nervous when other people get near it. But then, like, yeah, they did certain bits where, like, yeah, they literally showed us, like, it grabbed her hair at one point, and everyone else just saw her hair just, like, lift up. And then it, like, straight up, like, it hit one of her friends and threw him, like, across the beach. But, like, he like, literally lifts up his shirt. So this is before they all believe it. Like, there's one guy having a piss in the bush, and so he didn't see it and didn't believe them afterwards. But, like, we literally, the guy lifts up his shirt, and he has, like, massive scratches across his, like stomach. So then you're like, oh, obviously he's going to show the other guy the scratches and be like, well, what did this then? And that'll solve it. But no, he doesn't. The scratches are never, ever mentioned. He doesn't tell anyone. I'm like, why, though? That's evidence. That something fucking invisible threw you across the fucking plate. Like, me and Hannah were both like, oh, so now this is when he's going to bring up the thing. And then he just never did. Mm. And there were quite a few instances where, like, yeah, it's like they were, like, they showed you stuff. And then the characters never got the they never used it or never found out about it. So it's a bit like, okay, cool. It was a bit disappointing. Because, yeah, like, so many of the things were like, oh, well, he could just tell you that, but he won't because reasons.
I think it's difficult to watch the film where it's like, it's kind of, like, set up, but it just doesn't go anywhere. Like, yeah. you're waiting for it to, like, pick up, but it doesn't finally ever pick up.
Yeah, I found that with Blair Witch when I talked about that, where I was waiting for the scariness and it didn't really come.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so there was a lot of setup, not a lot of payoff, a bit frustrating. Yeah, like, there were the climax of the film, like, the swimming pool bit, they do shoot it. Like, one of them throws, like, a sheet over it so they can see it, and the guy literally goes up and shoots it in the head, and it kind of looks like it dies, and it falls in the pool. And then, like, I don't know, they're all asking if it's dead, but then, like, you see the swimming pool, like fill up with, I mean, it's, like, blood, but then there's, like, black tendril thing. Like, you know what I mean? It's really, like, it looks like something out of Supernatural. Yeah. Like, covers the whole pool, so you're like, uh-oh, something bad's gonna happen. But then it just cuts away, and then they're just living their normal life, and you're like, what? But what was that about? Was there supposed to be something there? Or were you just like, oh, I don't know, let's make it look weird, and then just, like, end the film? So we were a bit like, oh, that's anticlimactic. Like, is there nothing there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the other thing, it's not necessarily something I didn't like, but I think it was a missed opportunity, which is, like, I feel like the paranoia aspect of this could have been played up so much. Because, like, that, I mean, the whole point of something that is just ordinary looking but has the potential to kill you, and also is not out, like, it's not running towards you with a knife, like, it's slowly walking up to you. It's like a, you know, tortoise in the hare thing where, like, you know, eventually you're going to have to stop and sleep or whatever, but it'll catch up with you because slow and steady wins the race and all that. So, like, it's, I feel like they really could have, like, they filmed the whole thing with, like, a wide angle lens to kind of give an effect, like, so you can see more of the surroundings, which is, I guess, supposed to make you paranoid because you're always looking for someone in the background just walking weirdly, but, like, there hardly ever is someone there, and it's a bit frustrating because, like, they even say, like, that when the guy is giving the speech, he's like, you know, they could pretend to be someone you know, like, it could be, like, your parent or your sister or whatever walking towards you and, like, to lure you in, and then he's like, oh, or it could be a stranger in a crowd, and I'm like, it would have been so cool to have a scene where she went somewhere super crowded and, like, they just do a big wide shot of, like, the crowd, and you're just looking at all the people trying to work out, like, are they here? Like, could it be one of these people? Like, trying to assess people, whether they're actually the entity or just a normal person. And, like, that could have been really interesting. And, like, you know, like, play up on the audience's paranoia, too, rather than just the characters. Because it was just the characters. You weren't really, like, immersed in it because they didn't really leave many, like, little subtle hints in the background or, like, make you question what was happening at all. It was literally just, like, you knew when it was there because it played the most obnoxiously loud music. And it was like, oh, come on. Like, you know, you could trust the audience a little more to notice things.
Yeah.
Like, I hardly ever looked at the center of the screen because I was constantly looking for stuff in the background, but there just, no, there just really wasn't anything. It just, yeah. I think they really missed a trick there because I think it could be so much more, like, emotionally, like, psychologically wearing if they had, like, a lot of scenes with a lot of people and, like, or just, you know, anything. Like, I found it amazing that it never tried to get in when she was asleep or anything. Like, you spend a lot of time asleep, so you'd think that maybe it would try and walk up to her when she's sleeping, but it kind of just does. It does, like, once, but, like, not successfully because she's already awake, so it doesn't... I don't know. It could have been really good. Instead, it was just, like, mediocre for me.
Yeah.
And that kind of makes me sad, because it's, like, I don't know, it's fucking creepy. Like, and I also wanted to know, like, is there a rhyme or reason? Like, at first, Hannah's theory was that, oh, it can turn into the people that, like, have been killed by it before. So it's, like, just wearing the faces of, like, the dead people and stuff, which would have been cool and a cool theory. But it's not true because it turns into the guy's mum and then kills him. So, like, I don't know why it can just, like, why wouldn't it just always turn into someone you know so you don't run away? Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It'd be interesting to, like, see a different take on it, but I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
Shame.
Shame.
Yeah, good concept. Not a great execution, perhaps, in my opinion. Like, some people really like it.
I just thought it was, like, critics really like it.
Yes, that's true. They do. And then a lot of people don't.
Oof. It's true.
But yeah, I think I'm going to give it... I don't want to be too harsh on it. It's not the worst film I've ever seen. Mm. Like, it's alright. But, like, I think I'm going to get 6.5 incredibly loud synths yelling at you as you walk down the street out of 10.
Uh-huh.
Because that's how I felt. I did feel like I was being yelled at
by
multiple synths. It was alright. Interesting. An interesting watch. Mm-hmm. The tall guy was very creepy because I wasn't expecting... I was expecting them to look like normal people, and then this no-eyed, tall fucking bastard comes in, and I'm like, oh, never mind. Oh, okay. I don't know. I think it's worth a watch if you like horror things, but I don't think it's like... I wouldn't say it's like a classic or something. I probably wouldn't watch it again.
It sounds quite...
Unless I was going to make fun of it.
It's more of like a niche film, it seems.
Yeah, definitely. Mm.
This has been what this has become, the podcast that reviews and rambles.
Oh yeah, a lot of rambles.
Lots of podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if you enjoyed, please share. Please share. Review us on iTunes and whatever. You know, check out our Facebook and Twitter at What Is This Spec One. We have an Instagram as well with that. What Is This Spec One. If you like. Dwayne Johnson, and you want to hear what the opinions of his films are in chronological order, you should check out the Dwayne Twain. The first episode is on our feed if you want to check that out, and then, like, there's a link in every episode to pretty much every episode to the Spotify. Thanks. Well, actually, check out Magpie Die. How many times have I done this? And I've just fucking fucked it up. Okay.
It's alright.
It's alright.
But you know, change it up a bit. A variety.
Yeah. Check out Magpie Die and the Etsy store. It's like a sale on, isn't it?
Yeah, 20% off until I don't remember when it's until. I think it might be until the 1st, actually. So there's another week left. 20% off everything. It's the end of summer sale.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, yeah.
If I do say so myself.
Oh yeah, we have a Ko-fi. Is it Ko-fi?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know if it's Ko-fi or like coffee, because it's like you're supposed to buy people a coffee, but I think anyone actually buys coffee with.
Well, coffee. Maybe they do.
Maybe they do, but most people are like, just please, I need to live.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah.
This is my ramen money. Same man.
We have what has become a Ko-fi, and yeah, if you want to support the pod further, it's a great chance to do so. You know, buy us a coffee. Oh, yeah, no, it's buy a coffee. It's not a Ko-fi. It's buy a coffee. It's like when Lauren has delivered 10 coffees. Anyhow, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week. Goodbye.
Bye.